It takes about half a second to turn something we think into something we say. Scientists have been studying just what happens in our brains during that half second, and there's a lot of activity found in the part of the brain that's the subject of our next report. It's a part of the brain called Broca's area. Now, after more than a century of effort, scientists have found some clues to what happens there. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
A lot of what we know about how speech works in the brain comes from a French doctor in the 19th century. His name was Pierre-Paul Broca.
He had two patients, and they both had a very strange pattern of mental problems.
Ned Sahin is a researcher at UC San Diego and Harvard University. Sahin has spent a lot of time pondering Dr. Broca and his two famous patients.
They were aware of their situations. They could see and hear. They can even understand what people were asking them, but they couldn't answer back.
Broca suspected brain damage, so after his patients died, he took a look.
The patients both had holes in the brain, and they were in roughly the same area. And so that area became known as Broca's area.
It lies just beneath your left temple. Somehow, this part of the brain helps us speak. But scientists haven't learned much more than that, despite lots of autopsies and studies using high-tech brain scans. What they needed was a way to directly monitor the cells in Broca's area in real time. Sahin says you can do that, but you have to put wires into a person's brain.
And humans don't like wires in their head.
So Broca's area remained a mystery, until Sahin and a team of researchers came across three very cooperative patients with epilepsy. All three were going to get surgery to remove some of the brain tissue causing their seizures. To plan that surgery, doctors had put dozens of electrodes in their brains. Sahin says the three patients agreed to play a sort of word game on a computer while they were wired up but still conscious.
So, for instance, they might see the word walk and then the sentence frame, every day they with a blank, or yesterday they with a blank. And the job was to say the form of the word that was correct for that blank.
Meanwhile, the scientists monitored what was happening in Broca's area and precisely when it happened. Sahin says at 200 milliseconds, that's 0.2 of a second after seeing the words, a spike in brain activity suggested they were figuring out what the words meant.
At 320 milliseconds, we saw evidence of grammatical processing. And then at 450 milliseconds, we saw processing for the sound form of the word, queuing up what exactly to say and getting ready to say it.
The results show that Broca's area is involved in several major processes related to speech. Nina Dronkers works at the VA's Northern California healthcare system and treats patients who have language problems caused by brain damage. She says the new study supports what a lot of researchers already suspected.
More and more, we're thinking of Broca's area as a region that can do many different things. And the nice thing about the study is that it shows that even these different functions can emerge within an extremely short time frame.
Dronkers is also intrigued by the study's finding that brain cells working on grammar, for example, seem to be in almost the same place as cells working on comprehension or speech production.
So they might serve one function at one point in time and another function at another point in time.
Scientists think Broca's area probably isn't limited to speech. It may help us process music as well. The new study appears in the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.